Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, October 17th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday, folks. Are you ready for the week? Oh, I hear you. Yes, no, maybe so. Yeah, I do hear you, people. I know what it's like at that beginning of the week. It takes some motivation to do Monday for a lot of people, let alone the whole week, huh? But you know what? You can be ready for it. With a little or a lot of motivation. Well, check this out. If you've got some monster-sized motivation, you can be ready for just about anything. My guest today says he's got the knockout punch for whatever may get in the way of your day or your week or your year or your future, especially if that enemy is fear. Yeah, so many of us can let that get in the way, but Dave Daly is going to share with us a few strategies on how to knock it out. He's known as the Monster Motivator. He's the author of Knockout Fear in the First Round. That sounds great, doesn't it? He's a blogger. He's also on the spot in the spotlight with his own Monster Motivator TV show, and we're ready to learn a lot from him today. How about that? Sounds good. I know it. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you today?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. I love Mondays.
Well, I know you must. Does it sound like you let a day slip by without doing something wonderful with it?
Yeah. I I'm glad you even started with that because it's such a big part of my message. You know, I always say life gives us choices, and we could either invest or waste, and time is at the top of that list.
Absolutely. Well, I know that you have a lot to talk to us about, and I'm really excited about that because I know so many of us have a story that can turn into such valuable information and strategies and just helpful things to, you know, help the rest of us not fall on our face. We can kind of follow in some footsteps and with some good listening ears know what to do so that we don't face the same issues. And I know you have quite a story that kind of launched you into this whole area of the, you know, motivation and the expertise that you share now. Would you go ahead and tell us your story?
Oh, sure, absolutely. Well, first I want to thank you for inviting me on. I'm excited to be on. So, you know, I've been an entrepreneur pretty much my whole adult life, and over the last 20 years, I've been fortunate enough to have built and sold three companies in three different industries. But it certainly did not start out that way. As we say, it was a rough paper route. You know, I was left back in the second grade, diagnosed with ADD, told me I had a learning disorder, and I never even graduated high school. And at 19, I'm sitting in a jail cell looking at 8 to 10 if things don't go my way. So to say, it was a rough start, but you know, honestly, looking back and knowing what I know now, the bottom line in life is struggle equals strength, and that's just the bottom line.
That's a great mantra to live by too, and you know, I try to do shows often that show where people have really overcome odds, and you know, the things that you learn to live by certainly are the things that do give you the wisdom to keep on keeping on. I know that you, too, it's mentioned in your bio info, had a particular incident that really seemed to shift your path for you as well. There was some type of accident or something that occurred. Would you tell people about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I had a, I guess as Oprah calls it, an aha moment. And so I was going through a major, I was letting a major fear barrier stop me. And that was, I was about 4 years into my first business and things were going really well, but I just, something kept tugging at me. I just, it was time to sell. And that old, you know, conditioning, that story that I'm telling myself back then was, well, what else can you do, right? If you let this go, what else can you do? If you sell this, are you going to be able to do the same? Are you going to be able to do better? And it just kept getting in my way to make those decisions. And I went away for the weekend, me and my wife at the time, and I was on a motorcycle and lost control and wound up in intensive care for about 3 or 4 days. And you know, things could have really been different. I could have been paralyzed. I could have been dead. And that really was an awakening for me. And life just said, you know what, tomorrow is not guaranteed. So if that is tugging at you, if you're listening to your inner GPS, move on it. And within that year, I sold the company and then started my second company. So, and then from that point on, when it came to businesses, I was always able to build and know when was right for me to sell.
Well, there's so many messages in that, Dave. I love it. We'll talk about your courage, but I guess from a business professional perspective, too, I like for people to hear the fact that, you know, you realized that that wasn't something you needed to hold on to feel, you know, the great sense of professional esteem or business image to anybody. You knew that it was time to let it go, and I think that's a powerful message for people who may be in a similar place in life. But tell us about the courage that it took at that point, the personal courage that it took in you. What kind of thoughts went through your mind when you were in that hospital bed and recovering and realized that this was that point? How did you hear that awakening?
You know, it just well, first of all, when I was in the hospital, my first thoughts were, you know, the business that I have going now, making sure that everything's still moving forward. And luckily enough, I was deep enough into the business where it was self-sustaining to a certain degree. So that was a great help. And then secondly, once I got out of the actual hospital itself is when things started to really turn for me, because, again, life just said, you know what? Life makes the rules, as you know. We don't make the rules. So life said, you know, it's time. And also life gives us decisions, right? I could have still went back and said, you know what? I'm still too afraid to move forward. And I'm glad you used the word courage, because I, you know, in my book, Knockout Fear in the First Round, there's a chapter in there, and so many people are so conditioned to think, and we've all heard this, if you're not fearless, you're never going to win. Fearless is where it's at, and that's really misleading. It's inaccurate. See, fear is an actual feeling that we could use to either hold us back or move us forward. I always say it's either going to be your anchor or your propeller, but you have that decision to make, and it's really coming from courage, because courage comes from that three-letter word, core, which comes from the inside, meaning you still feel fear, but you're moving forward anyway. So, you know, it was just life saying, listen, here's your options. These is what you have on the table. And I decided to move and listen to my inner GPS and move forward. And also what that did for my self-image is it just made it even stronger, because once let me back up a little bit. I always say fear barriers are the ultimate biggest bully that we will come across in our life. And the only way to stop a bully is to step up. And I teach people through this book and through what I teach is how to get your lunch money back from that bully. So when you step up, you break through that fear.
I like it.
When you break through that fear, it gives you a sense of self-worth. It gives you a self-image that starts to become bulletproof. And that's everything, I believe, everything everything, and I think I said everything, maps to our self-image. I believe that we could build our self-image up, we could tear it down, but we cannot outperform it. And that's why the greatest gift an adult can give a child is a strong, powerful self-image.
Absolutely. Dave, your book, Knock Out Your Fear in the First Round, shares, I'm sure, practical steps for the reader. And I'd like for people to know some of those steps that they can, as a listener, begin to use today to help overcome it. Because you know, and that's one of the reasons you are who you are doing what you do, that people really are overwhelmed with fear. And it actually keeps them doing whatever they're doing for a lifetime sometimes. And so instead of doing the breakout, you know, happy dance and finding themselves in a happy place doing the happiest thing they could be doing, they remain very stymied. So let's talk about a few of the practical steps, since you understand real clearly where people are too, that they can take even today. To get themselves going in the right direction.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I'm all about practical, real life wisdom. You could keep the theory, put that away in your pocket, because I want the real world stuff. What's going to actually work, and what's going to be? How can I apply this instantly? So that's my DNA. So first and foremost, you have to identify the fears, because if you don't know it's broke, you can't fix it. And I always say, what is fears? What are fear barriers? They're really obstacles created inside our head, made up inside our mind, right? And what are fear? You know, where do the fear barriers come from? All different types of places. The fear of the unknown, the fear of the darkness, the fear of outside your comfort zone, the fear of what if I do this, then what? What if this happens? The fear of failure. If I do this and I fail, then what? The fear of success. And I call that the sniper fear, because that sneaks up on people and they don't even realize it. What is the fear of success? I believe the fear of success is, who's that new person I need to become? What are my new responsibilities if I move up? And so many people they get held back and they get stopped by that fear and they can't identify it. But that being said, I believe all those fears that we talked about and the millions of others truly all map to two major fears. And I believe when you can identify and crush these two fears in life, you have the golden ticket. Fear. The first fear is the fear of change. So many people are terrified of change. And let me give a little breaking news report right now. There's breaking news coming over CNN. Guess what? Life makes the rules, and life says evolution and change is going to happen whether you like it, whether you agree with it, or whether you're ready. The train is leaving with or without you. The question is, are you getting on that train, or is that train going to run you over? Second, let me go a little bit deeper on that when we're talking about business. If you're not sure how accurate that statement is, just ask Blockbuster Video. Just ask Kodak Film. Just ask Border Books. It doesn't matter how big you are. It doesn't matter how long you've been around. If you're not on that cutting edge, if you're not in that evolution, willing to change and embrace it, you're going to be left behind. You're going to disappear. And the second fear that I believe is the epicenter of crushing the most amazing dreams, the most amazing ideas, is the fear of what other people think. And that is the epicenter of crushing dreams. It's not mistakes, right? It's not moving forward, falling down, getting back up. It's the fear of what other people think. And most people think that they're afraid of failure. They're afraid of failure because of what other people think. And here's how I live my life. And everything that I share today, take what works and throw out the rest. But I live my life with nothing but intention. I believe intention trumps everything. So if I'm coming at you with 100% pure intention to give, share, help you grow, and I use a word or a sentence that offends you, that's on you. You need to figure out why that is. Now, if I'm coming without 100% intention, that's a whole different person. That's a whole nother conversation. But it's all about your intention. When your intention is real, when your intention is pure, let it go. If there's something that you offend somebody or you did something, that's on them. As long as your intention is pure, that's how I live my life.
And that's a great way to do it. I wholeheartedly agree with you. And since you're on that particular point, those are great, great, great nuggets to share with people, Dave. Let's talk about where people are between that and getting where they want to go, because I know you mentioned, too, in your bio about evaluating goals. And people have them, you know, in their head, sometimes momentarily, and again, sometimes for a lifetime, but they don't get to them. When you say evaluate your goals, are you suggesting that we look at it in a sense with intention, or if it's the right thing, or what's your perspective on evaluating goal in order to reach it?
Okay, great. I'm glad you went there, because now we're really going to get into the real practical steps that you're going to be able to utilize today if you want, and it's just like life. It's simple, but not always easy. Now, this is a four-step formula that I've been utilizing and has been taught to me, and understand, I'm just a student sharing what I've been taught over the last 17 years in personal development. So this four-step formula, this four-step process, I call it the bully buster, right? We are going to stop that bully in its tracks if you follow this formula. The first step, and this is not my formula, right? Everything goes back to antiquity. But this first step in this formula is identifying your goals, your destination. I always say it needs to have the dynamic duo. It needs to scare you and excite you at the same time, because if it doesn't, it's simply not big enough. We're here to grow, move, and evolve as human beings. And when we don't go after something big enough, it doesn't keep our attention, and we start to look elsewhere. And a lot of times that elsewhere is a toxic outlet, your why. Your why is the epicenter. Your why is the foundation. And I always say, when your why becomes big enough, it's going to pull you through those fear barriers. When your why becomes bigger than you, you become unstoppable. Third step, what is the action that you're taking? Is it getting you closer or farther away from that goal, from that destination? And I always say action, massive, effective action becomes magical. The people and the circumstances start to come into your life that you never thought were possible as you keep moving forward through that darkness. Fourth step is what I call the game changer. It's the most underutilized tool in our toolkit, and that is your self-talk. What are you telling yourself on a daily basis? Is it uplifting? Is it empowering? Is it moving you forward, or is it moving you backwards? Is it weakening you? And most people that are listening right now, unless they understand how to utilize powerful, positive self-talk on a consistent basis, and they audit their day and they're going to be honest, a majority of that day is going to be very limiting. It's going to be weakening, but you could turn that around, and I teach that in workshops. And then that leaves us with the results, your reality, which now maps to your self-image. And a beautiful thing about this process is, if you're not happy with your results, if you're not happy with your reality, go back to the top and reevaluate.
Dave, let's go back to number four, because I want to hear your thoughts on this, because you know, too, from your classes and speaking, that self-talk is that big old word, excuses, for not doing something. It's so easy to put that in there. It's probably an element of fear, but we make it an excuse. How do you help some people knock out those excuses?
Well, you know, what you do is you tap in. And the way to change your self-talk on a consistent basis, the first to understand it, that self-talk did not just appear overnight. So it's not going to change overnight. That conditioning, that self, comes from all your past stories that you tell yourself. But here's how you change it. You tap in to the most powerful gift we were given as humans by far. There's not even a second place, and that is our subconscious mind. It's omnipresent. It's in every cell of our body. And how you tap into that is you start to create affirmations that's geared towards your goal, your destination, whatever that is, personal, professional, physical, spiritual, I don't care what pillar you're talking about. When you start to create those affirmations, now we take it a step further. Instead of just writing them down and reading them throughout the day, that's kind of old school. Now we take it a step further. You record that on your phone, and you listen to it throughout the day, and you start to become that. And I'm going to share a story that is so powerful. There's a book out there called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself by Dr. Shad Helmstetter. It was written back in the 80s, and there's a lot of people that say, hey, this book changed my life, this thing changed my – this book changed my life, and I still implement his teachings today, every day in my life for the last 12 years. And what he teaches and what he's learned is your subconscious will take that in even when you think you're not paying attention. So he has this quick story, and he says he wanted to lose 60 pounds in 90 days. Now, this was written back in the 80s, so this was – he put his affirmation on a cassette recorder. And he listened to it every morning when him and his wife were getting ready for work, every day during the day at his office, and then every night before him and his wife went to bed, he would put that recorder on and listen to it. The 90 days came up, he hit his 60 pounds, but his wife lost over 20 pounds and never went on a diet.
How about that?
Now let me share something else that's so vitally important to tie into this. That's why your conditioning is what it is. So if you're a guardian, if you're an adult, if you're a parent, a teacher, a coach, understand that little kids, their subconscious is open like a sponge. What you tell them, they believe. So they're going to take that conditioning with them. That's so important to understand.
It is. I totally agree. Now, is this a part – I love what you've just said. Is this a part of what it means in your step three to take massive, consistent action? Is that a part of it? Are there any other components to that step?
Well, you know, it's here's how I tie in. Like, first of all, action is everything, right? Without action, you can't – there's nothing happening. So – a massive effective action is the key. You don't want to just take action and you're not getting anywhere. But also it's a dance. Life is a dance. So there's times where you think you're not getting anywhere, but as long as you keep moving forward, you will. And I always say this, is the darkness is only temporary as long as you keep moving forward. The only time it becomes permanent is when you go back into safety.
Well, I'll tell you what, you are truly a monster motivator. I read a lot. I listen a lot. Not everybody can really get to me these days because, you know, I absorb so much information. I appreciate everybody's input, but I feel your energy, Dave, and I think that that's really a key element in really inspiring and motivating people to listen and to do the things that you've talked about. It's really incredible, very awesome. And I'd like for people to know more about how they can reach out to you, how they can get your book, how they can see your show, and where to read your blog. Can you go ahead and share those things with us?
Oh, sure, absolutely. So all my social media and my website is all the same. It's Dave Daily, and that's DaleyMM, like monstermotivator.com. So you'll be able to find me anywhere, all the social media outlets and my website, my YouTube channel. And also I do want to mention real quick before we run out of time, the foundation of my business and my brand is Monster Motivator TV. It's a live stream TV show, mobile, mm-hmm. in Southern California right now. Eventually we're going to take this nationwide, to where we highlight, promote local businesses, entrepreneurs, people that are making a difference in their community. So if you know anybody in the Southern California area, please have them go on our website, monstermotivatortv.com. They can schedule their appointment. I'll come to you or you come to our studio in Southern California, and we want to create that Oprah effect. We want to be able to get you out there, share your story, and get them behind that black curtain. So now you understand that your story is not about you. It's about the other people that you're going to be able to help.
Okay, that sounds awesome. Now, what I want to do before we wrap, we're going to close in about another minute or so, but why don't you go ahead and share with people right now one of your best 1-2 punches, and then we're going to wrap.
You know, it really comes down to this. If there's anything that you get out of my message, it's time is our biggest commodity. We can't get it back. And life makes the rules, and life says you have two options with your time. You can waste it or you can invest it. Either way, it's going to come and it's going to go. And time isn't waiting for you, so why are you waiting for time?
That's great. Dave, thank you so much for being my special guest. You know, you're talking my language. I could talk to you for the rest of the day, but since we only have a 30-minute show, we'll have to get you scheduled another time and bring you back on and talk with you again. Thank you so much for everything that you've shared and for fitting me into your schedule today. Appreciate it lots and wish you much, much continued success. I'll be watching your show.
Thanks so much.
All right. Enjoy your day. Thank you again. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in and getting all of this great motivational information. Wasn't Dave Daly awesome? You can check him out at Dave Daly online. The link is inside the show information here. Again, he is quite the motivator, the monster motivator he's been pinned as. So, and you can definitely verify that by what you've heard today. So be sure you tell your friends about Foxology today and tell them to tune in to this particular show. It'll really get you lifted up and going in the right direction. And please feel free to share the information as well. You know, I'm here most Mondays. Sometimes I'm not, but I always post a show for you to get some additional information from when I'm not here live. But again, get on social media and tell your friends about Foxology today. I'm always offering great, positive, and powerful information to all the listeners. So I'm going to look forward to talking to you again next Monday. I'll be live, and I want to wish you a wonderful day. In the meantime, talk to you then. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.